Hey everybody, welcome back to our final meditation on this Holy Week as we prepare our hearts and minds for Resurrection Sunday. And today I want to take you to a scene that is both horrific and beautiful at the same time, that conjures up terror, but also tenderness. Some of you know that Jesus, as he hung on the cross, made seven statements, seven final words as he hung on the cross. And I just want to look at one of them today. And again, it's such a powerful moment in my mind because it is so horrific what's happening to Jesus. And yet in the midst of that horror and that terror, there's this moment of beautiful tenderness where Jesus speaks to his mom. In John chapter 19, verse 26, Jesus looks at his mom and says, "Dear woman, here is your son." And right next to his mom was the disciple whom Jesus loved, John. Over and over in the gospel, John refers to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. Just pause there for a moment and think about that. What if that was your effective reality? What if you could look in the mirror and hear or even say the words, "There's a disciple whom Jesus loves"? Now, I think Mary knew all along who Jesus was in his purpose, the reason for which he was born. I don't think she was surprised or caught off, but I don't think that minimized the horror and the agony of seeing her beloved child so brutally beaten and so brutally treated. Crucifixion, invented by the Romans, was intended to bring about the greatest amount of pain and greatest amount of shame that they could possibly cause. And there's Mary, looking at her son in agony. And yet, in the middle of that, Jesus looks at her and says, "Dear woman, behold your son." In other words, "I can't be here for you, Mom. I'm the oldest son and it's my responsibility. I can't be here for you. John will take care of you. The disciple whom I love will be there with you and be there for you." When I was in Africa, I came across a couple, a Nigerian couple, and they were doctors, and they'd spent some time in Kenya. And when they were in Kenya, they were invited to a Bible study. But this particular Bible study was trying to convert people to Islam. And as they talked about Islam, which teaches that Jesus was a great prophet, they said, "Nevertheless, God would never allow this kind of humiliation and this kind of shame come upon Allah's beloved prophet." And so their belief is that while Jesus hung on the cross, or maybe sometime before he hung on the cross, God did a bait and switch and substituted Judas for Jesus. And so it really wasn't Jesus who died on the cross, rather it was Judas. And certainly that makes sense because he deserved to die, right? Well, they thought about this. And as they drove home after being a part of that Bible study, it suddenly dawned on the woman. And she looked over at her husband and she said, "No, it can't be." And he said, "What? God would not have substituted Judas for Jesus." And he's like, "I don't understand. What do you mean?" And she said, "A mother would know. A mother would know if that was truly her son or not." And because of this scene right here, they dug their roots deeper into their trust and their hope in Jesus. As you contemplate this scene, I don't know what God wants to say to you, but I know he wants to say something to you. And so think about it and meditate on this scene for a few moments and invite the Holy Spirit to show you what it is he wants you to know, to help you see what it is that he wants you to see. And maybe your faith will grow deeper into God's love for you. God bless you guys, and I hope that we can see you on Sunday. If not, I hope that you'll join us online. Whatever the case, God bless you. Happy Easter, Resurrection Sunday. He lives, and because He lives, so can you and I.